Our story today is called Pizza for Easter Dinner by Justine Bojan. My family and I spent Holy Week and Easter in California this year. Our flight home was late in the afternoon, Easter Sunday, so we were able to enjoy most of the day in beautiful weather before we headed to the airport where we were deciding where to eat our Easter dinner. For some reason, I really felt like going for pizza, which was a bit odd because we'd just eaten pizza a couple days before, and after all, it was Easter Sunday. Who chooses pizza for their Easter dinner? Not sure what Bill would think of this idea. I brought it up, and although not his first choice, he agreed, so off we went to Sammy's Woodfire Pizza. We all thought it was the type of place that made individual-sized pizza, and it was serving as our main meal, so we each ordered a separate pizza. Well, they were much bigger than we expected, and behold, Caitlin and I each only ate half of our respective pizzas. We didn't know if we'd be able to bring them through security at the airport, but it would have been a shame to waste an entire pizza, so we had it boxed up in a handy-dandy pizza box. Then we headed toward the airport, where the idea came to me that if we passed a homeless person, we should offer it to him or her. We drove on the highway for most of the trip and then exited in downtown San Diego, where we were in a long line of traffic headed to a stoplight. In the distance stood a man that looked homeless, and he was carrying a cardboard sign. As we inched a little closer, I could make out the word pizza in bold black marker and thought to myself, seems odd a pizza place would have a homeless man advertising for them. We got a little closer, the sign actually read, Dreaming of a Slice of Pizza. Why, we had a pizza, a whole pizza. We pulled over toward him and I lowered my window and said, We have a whole box of pizza, do you want it? And with the biggest grin and giddiest voice, he replied, Heck yeah, thank you, happy Easter. And we said, Happy Easter, we hope you enjoy it. He took the box from me, walked to claim his belongings and his bicycle, and off he rode with happiness written all over him. What a beautiful, close moment for all of us in the car. We saw God orchestrate this gift to this man, and not only did he provide a slice of pizza, in his abundance, he gave him a whole pizza. How cool is that? So pizza for Easter dinner? Yes, indeed. From Acts 4:32, we're reminded all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they shared everything they had. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.